So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio live with Sasha, sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, a beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by Teen, written and produced by Debbie Johnson Ordain. And now your Positive Teen Magazine's teen host, reporter, Sasha Marina.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Positive Teen Talk Radio. My name is Sasha Marina, reporter, writer, and advice columnist for Positive Teen Magazine, as well as your host for Live with Sasha. So that song you just heard, that was the dear Miss Whitney Houston in her unforgettable rendition of the Star-Spangled Banner at the 2007 Super Bowl. The second half of my show is dedicated to the Grammy Award-winning singer Miss Whitney Houston, who, as we all know, died at the age of 48. This past weekend on Saturday, February 11th, at a Beverly Hills hotel in Los Angeles, California. My condolences to the Houston family. Okay, so tonight's show is sponsored by Positive Teen Magazine, The Tax Refund Queen, It's a Glam Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, Jazzy Designs Photography, Creative Creations Accessories, and Fashion Claudia. And tonight's special guest star, representative of Team Exotics, Ms. Georgia Smith, and health and wellness coach, Mr. Lex Kelly. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Classic Cuts Barbershop. Classic Cuts Barbershop. 1808 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Open 7 days a week at 7 a.m. Specializing in all types of styles for men, women, and boys. Haircuts, fading, eyebrow arches, design, hair coloring, and razor cuts. Call 305-405-6880. Call 305-405-6880. Classic Cuts. Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, 125. Half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266.
Beautiful gowns and dresses, all sizes and colors, for weddings, proms, birthday parties, or that special event. Fashion Claudia, 1764 Northwest 20th Street, Miami, Florida, 33142. Available for wholesale and retail purchases. Call 786-210-1046. That's 786-210-1046. Or visit www.fashionclaudia.com and order online today.
Get glam with It's a Glam Thing at itsaglamthing.com. Our sponsors include Bling Strands Hair Accessories, Skin Color Cosmetics and Skin Care, Dazzle Dry Quick Dry Nail Polish System, Abrioni Skincare, Rada Pro Nail Stations, Jeju Skincare, Hana, and Adovia Mineral Skincare. It's a glam thing. Beauty and style from head to toe. It's a glamthing.com.
Hey everyone, so welcome back. You're listening to Positive Teen Talk Radio. You're on Live with Sasha, and my name is Sasha Marina. So on the line is my first guest, representative of Team Exotics, Ms. Georgia Smith. Good evening, Ms. Smith. How are you?
Good evening. I'm good.
Oh, well, hello. So, Ms. Smith,
hi.
Can you start off by, you know, telling us a little bit about Team Exotics, please?
Team Exotics is put together by Curtis Smith, which is Puffy's and Usher's barber. He's a celebrity barber and groomer. He put together a team with a bunch of good barbers and stylists to generate the industry as far as being prepared, you know, doing the artists, you know, taking over the whole hair industry team with just nothing but greatness. Exotics is actually a product that he made on his own. He has the Sweet Jamella, the Shea Therapy, the Good Life, and the Pure Shea, which is his product line, which he makes from the basement of his house.
So Team Exotics is pretty much a team of barbers and stylists.
Right.
Okay, and do they only tend to travel in South Florida? Well, first of all, is it a team that travels, or is it just stationary
here in South Florida?
Okay.
No, they're based out of New York, but the team, everyone is based from different cities: North Carolina, New York, Tennessee, New Jersey, Texas, Chicago. We're just all over.
Okay, so they're all celebrity stylists and barbers. That's great.
Everybody's celebrity barbers and stylists.
Okay, and do they also travel? For instance, if there's a celebrity that's on tour, you know, and they just need that bar. Do they travel with their celebrity, or are they just?
Yes.
No. Oh, they do.
No, they travel.
Okay.
They travel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's very interesting. And you're just a representative, or are you also a stylist part of
the team? I'm the head stylist on the team.
Oh, okay. So you're the head stylist. So tell me a little bit about your experience with Team Exotics.
My experience with Team Exotics, actually, I've been with them for 4 years, and it's been great. We do platform work. We do classes. We do seminars. We do celebrities. We just educate. We're basically there to educate, and we do Bonner Brothers twice a year, and we have our roundtable twice a year, and we have really gone far. So, I mean, you got to expect, well, we have some good things coming up in the works, so everybody's going to really see who Team Exotic is.
Oh, yeah. And everybody in Team Exotics, are they, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe you can probably tell me, you speak for yourself, but are you guys just based on your work, your line of work as a stylist, as a barber, do you only work for that team, or do you also have your things on the side?
We also have things on the side. Everybody, we have one of our barbers, Eric Pacino from Palm Beach. He has his own app, and he works for Wall. We have, I work for different companies at time. We have three stylists. We have one out of Canada, and everybody basically do things on the side. But being on the team has gotten them where they need to go. Like, this is, it generates them to go further because they're noticed by being on Exotic.
Exactly. So you as head stylist have been on the team for 4 years. Is that how long the team has been together? Or is
yes.
Or did they go, oh, okay. So Team Exotic has been together for 4 years. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, well, let's speak about you as a stylist. You know, when did you become a stylist? How long have you been a stylist for?
I've been a stylist since I was 18. So it's been about 22, 23 years now I've been a stylist.
Okay,
and
so
I've always known the industry. Yeah, I'm a veteran in this business.
Okay. And you know what? Did you just start doing hair because you loved it, or does it come from family? Or did you go to school for it? How did
doing,
that start?
It didn't come from family. Doing hair it has to be a passion. You can't just do hair.
Okay.
I mean, you go to school to learn skateboard because that's all they teach you is skateboard. They don't really teach you how to do hair. But it has to be a passion, and it's been a passion. I mean, I started off messing people hair up. So I learned from there, but it's just something that I love doing. It's just something that if I'm not doing it, I don't know what else I'll be doing.
Okay. Well, Miss Georgia, you know, I would before we leave here, do you have, you know, today's show is dedicated on to Miss Whitney Houston, and I wanted to know if there's any memories that you have of her, maybe as a child, maybe listening to one of her songs, a show, or something that perhaps you watched.
Whitney, oh my God, I'm still.
Recovering.
I still don't believe it. It haven't gotten to me yet, but everything about Whitney, I love Whitney. I mean, Whitney is what you grew up with, you know, and it's just like losing a friend because that's how close I felt she was to us, and it's still like, it's still so unreal what happened, you know. But she's always going to be in our memory, and I'm going to always love her. I play her song every day on my iPad, on my Pandora, everything. Everything is Whitney right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And were you able to watch the Grammys?
Yes, I did.
Yes. How did you feel about Jennifer Hudson's dedication and, you know, tribute there?
I thought she could have did better. I just felt like I was expecting more from Jennifer. Even though she did good, I was still expecting more. I just didn't expect it to be that, and that was it. But, you know, I mean, I guess they'll have a time when they do another tribute.
Yeah. I mean, well, if you think about it, it was like that same night kind of thing, and the Grammys was the next day. So, I mean, it was done. So, before we go here, can you please give me, you know, like a website or a contact number for Team Exotic?
Sure. They can go on exoticproducts.com or they can go on Georgia Master Stylist on Facebook, and you can order your Exotic products. You can read up more about Exotics on exoticproducts.com.
All right. Perfect. Well, thank you, Ms. Georgia, for being
you,
on
Ms.
my
Sasha.
Show. For your time.
Thank you for accepting me on your show.
You know, no problem. It's my pleasure. And, you know, I Team Exotic seems like a very nice idea, a very nice group, and obviously very efficient.
Yeah.
And I wish you guys, you know, continued success in this, and you as well as a stylist.
Thank you very much. And just
all
look
right.
out for us. This year is our year, so you will see a lot of Team Exotic this year.
Nice. Well, maybe you get to do my hair one day. Take care.
Sure.
Have a good night.
Okay, you
bye-bye. Okay, everyone, so stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these messages.
Tax Refund Queen. 4745 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Tax Refund Queen specializes in tax preparation services for individuals and businesses. Expert and speedy tax refunds, accounting and tax consultant. Tax Refund Queen is located at 7 different ACE check cashing stores in Dade and Broward counties for your convenience. Call 305-974-5586 for the location nearest to you.
Stanley from Jazzy Design Photography is your man for picture-perfect wedding albums, birthday parties, sweet 16, portfolios, and all your special occasions. Call 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210 at aol.com today. That's 305-748-5234 or email jazzbuff1210 at aol.com. Slideshows are also available.
Advertise your business with Positive Teen Magazine, a Miami-based quarterly beauty, fashion, and entertainment magazine created by teens ages 13 and 19. Competitive and affordable rates. Full page, 125. Half page, 75. Call 786-271-7266. That's 786-271-7266. Advertise today, 786-271-7266.
Creative Creations Accessories and Apparel, 1814 Northwest 183rd Street, Miami Gardens. Host an accessory party today with Creative Creations Accessories and receive a complimentary gift and 10% off your order. Visit us on Facebook at Creative Creations Accessories. That's Creative with a K and Creations with a K. Or call 786-309-5957.
Please believe.
Welcome back, listeners, to Positive Teen Talk Radio. You're on Live with Sasha. So my next guest, which is on the line, is a health and wellness coach, Mr. Lex Kelly. So join me in welcoming Mr. Kelly. Hello, Mr. Kelly. How are you?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. So how long have you been a wellness coach?
I've been in the health and wellness industry for a little over 12 years. For the beginning of my career, I was dealing mostly with fitness and boxing. And then here over the last 2 to 3 years, I've evolved into doing health and wellness and dealing with health in a holistic fashion.
Okay, so you started off pretty much as a boxing trainer?
Yes, I started off as a fitness and boxing trainer or boxer. And then I went into boxing training, and which eventually into more mentorship, doing mentorship through boxing, and then involved in dealing with health and wellness as, you know, in a holistic fashion.
Okay, so I'm guessing this comes from like a way young age. You started off as a boxer when, like, in high school or after that, or?
Well, the great thing about, you know, my mother is, you know, I've always been involved in sports, and I think that was a key factor. So, I mean, I've been fighting since I've been, you know, young, but then I've also been engaged in sports, you know, since I was, you know, 4 or 5 years old. So I've always played some type of sport, I've done some type of activity my whole life. It just as I've gotten older, I've taken that activity and created it, and it turned into a passion and a love. And I found out that, you know, part of my purpose in life is to help change other people's lives through health and wellness.
Yes. So, well, you've been active all your life then. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually very, very good. So, so currently these past 3 years, you tell me you've been a health and wellness coach. Pretty much, how does that work? That's not quite being a nutritionist, is it?
No. Well, what health coaching is, it not only works with individuals to achieve fitness goals or just nutrition goals, but it helps to work with determined individuals to set goals, manage stress, become properly educated about health and wellness, achieve overall health and wellness, so that way it can be maintained and built upon. So being a health coach is more about setting goals and helping people achieve those goals when it comes to creating a healthy lifestyle.
Okay. Well, last week's show I had a trainer as well on my show, and he gave me his opinion of what he thinks the problem is, you know, in this time of age with obesity and people trying to actually get healthier and whatever, mm-hmm. and whether it be their time or, you know, whatever their situation is. You know, there's obviously a problem, especially in the United States, with obesity, with health, in all sorts of ways. What is your opinion on that? What do you think is the problem?
Well, there's many factors that go into, the epidemic that's going on now when it comes to childhood obesity and youth obesity.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can go on and on about the different factors in terms of technology and transportation and things of that nature. But, I mean, when you really break it down to, and most fitness professionals, you know, understand this concept, calories in versus calories out, that's, you know, okay, making sure that you move, you burn more energy than you bring in. And what's happening nowadays is that we've harnessed a lifestyle to where we do not burn more energy than we bring in. We live a very sedentary lifestyle, especially amongst our youth, not just parents, but youth. You know, they're cutting out a lot of different programs in the schools, and our communities are not rallying together to make sure these programs get re-implemented. We're technology based right now, which is a lovely thing, but it comes at a price. So, you know, kids are able to interact with one another, you know, via texting, telephone, computer. So really, you don't have to move to get things done, you know, nowadays. So that serves a large problem. And on top of that, it's just the education. You know, you would like to think that health and wellness is promoted well, but in reality, what's promoted is just more things that help you physically become more physically attractive. It's more shallow based, rather than dealing, you know, educating people on how to become healthier internally, and then living and then allowing your internal health to then, you know, showcase through your external, how you externally look, so to speak. So, you know, those are just a few of the factors when it comes to dealing with childhood obesity. And then the parents is the biggest factor. You know, a lot, you know, many parents don't really hold themselves accountable and take responsibility for the lifestyle they create for their children. Kids don't buy their own, you know, their own food. You know, they eat what's in the house, you know, and they adapt the lifestyle that the parents provide to them. So, you know, it's not just the children that are becoming more obese, but the parents are also. And until the parents become more active and become more proactive and they're and create a better lifestyle for themselves, unfortunately, their kids are going to follow suit.
Yeah. You know, also, there's this a big thing going on with, you know, a lot of the things with child obesity also, not only have they cut up programs from the public schools all over the United States, but also there's a lot of children going into homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
And that tends to be a problem as well, I believe, because it's not the same thing. You know, it's definitely they're not as active if the kids
mm-hmm.
ever go out, you know. And I think that as that children should play, that they should be dedicated to a sport, that they should be, you know, doing something active every day. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know,
exactly.
not only that, it helps them grow as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that does tend to be a problem. And obviously child obesity, I mean, that's our future, you know, that's their future, you know, that's not healthy at all. But, you know, as a health and wellness coach, let's just, you know, I guess focus about child obesity. What can you tell the parents, what tip can you tell the parents maybe, you know, for their child? Maybe not all children out there like eating. Some children are very, you know, they're very stubborn in the way they eat and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. And if they're not very open with foods, like, I know, what kind of tip can you give? Can you give a parent that, you know, about that? If they're going through a situation like that with their child?
Well, the biggest tip I can give parents is, number one, is you cannot have the do as I say, not what I do mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Parents
okay.
have to understand that they must entertain and they must have a value for a healthy and well lifestyle themselves. Because what's happening with kids now, that kids are now starting to pull our cards as adults. They're saying, okay, mom and dad, I hear what you're saying, but you do nothing of what you tell me to do. And we as parents, you know, of course we like to say we want our kids to do better than we have. But we have to really start walking the walk as we talk the talk. So if we really want to create, help our children with this problem of childhood obesity, we really have to sit down and say, okay, what is it about myself? Why can't I seem to manage my time, manage my stress, so that way I can then become more healthy and well? Why haven't I stepped out and gotten the education and entertained different lifestyles so that way I can become healthy and well and set a great example for my child? A lot of parents don't understand is they are the number one influence in their child's life, whether good or bad. So if you want your children to become more active, and if you want your children to have more value in health and wellness, then you got to do the same. That's the biggest tip that I could possibly get. And, you know, and make sure that you create that value. You know, don't be so quick to go buy the material things. You know, take some time to show your child, you know what, I'm going to invest in my health and wellness. I'm going to invest my money and my time into making me healthy so that way I can live longer, so that I can be around for you and your children. And by doing that, that will create such a great synergy, so to speak, within the household and to when it comes to being healthy and well.
Okay, yeah, and then that way everybody's healthy. I mean, come on. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much for that. And so, Mr. Kelly, this being, you know, my show to the second half of the show is dedicated to Miss Whitney Houston, and I would like to know if perhaps you have any favorite memories of her.
Oh, wow. Of course, man. I mean, growing up, man, you know, big fan of Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey and Paula Abdul, you know, so, you know, I can remember even watching The Bodyguard. You know, even you know, her single, you know, I wanna dance with somebody, you know, just watching the video and, you know, on MTV. You know, so there's a lot of great memories I have in my childhood for Whitney Houston. She was an incredible talent. She was she had, you know, she had influence, you know, beyond just the United States, but all over this world, and she's going to be missed. But one thing we all got to remember, she is human. You know, she wasn't, she didn't have superpowers. She was a human being. And because of that, I think that's what makes her so phenomenal, that she can have such a great talent and, you know, and be human at the same time.
Definitely. Definitely. You know, a voice that truly did move us. So that was an incredible voice. You know, and I'm sure that there'll be another Whitney Houston. Well, I mean, you know, not someone, somebody with her talent, hopefully. You know?
Well, there's only going to be one Whitney Houston, but there will be definitely, as time, there will definitely be somebody with amazing talent, and they're going to influence us, you know, have just as much of a powerful influence over our society, maybe even more than Whitney. But yeah, you know, we keep kicking, shelling them out, so, you know, we'll definitely see somebody here soon.
True. All right, so Mr. Kelly, before we go here, do you have a website or a contact number for our listeners?
Yes, you can contact me at 404-913 LKHW. It stands for Life Connection Health and Wellness, and also 5549. So 404-913-5549. Another great site that you can go to is my nonprofit organization, which we help other organizations and support other organizations when it comes to health and wellness and many other things. It's called Stand Up Men Organization. So Stand Up Men, all one word, .org. You can log on to there. You can contact us. My Life Connection Health and Wellness website is getting redone. So at the moment, you know, you can contact me at LexKelly@LifeConnection.com, and it's spelled KINECTION. So like kinetic energy. So it's lifeconnection.com. So you can either email me. You can visit us at standupmen.org. You can give me a phone call. I do coaching, not just in person, but I do it via internet, Skype, and other networking tools. So, yeah, you know, I'm always available. Or you can contact me on Facebook, facebook.com/GlovesKelly, GlovesKelly. Or Lex Kelly. You can look me up, Lex Kelly, on Facebook, and you can find me. I'm not hard to find.
Okay. Everywhere. All right. Good. Okay, Mr. Kelly. So I would like to thank you very much for being on my show tonight and for your time and for your thoughts and, you know, just doing what you do pretty much. Just keep it up and keep helping people that need you out there. Okay.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you, and you have a good night.
You too. Be well.
Well, hey, everyone, we've come, well, not towards the end, but this is halfway through the show, and I will be leaving you guys, and right after this, we will have a tribute to Whitney Houston. So I'd just like to thank you all for tuning in to Positive Teen Talk Radio. Hope you enjoyed the show. Again, a special thanks to tonight's sponsors, which were Positive Teen Magazine, The Tax Refund Queen, It's a Glam Thing, Classic Cuts Barbershop, Jazzy Designs Photography, Creative Creations Accessories, and Fashion Claudia. And tonight's guests were representative of Team Exotics, Ms. Georgia Smith, and health and wellness coach, Mr. Lex Kelly. So if you guys would like to keep up with Positive Teen Talk, you may do so. Make sure to like our Facebook page, Positive Teen Talk. Remember to tune in every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30. And if you'd like to contact me, you may do so via Twitter or Facebook. That is @SashaMarina. So make sure you keep it locked to Positive Teen Talk Radio. Coming up next is a tribute to Whitney Houston. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
Thank you. my day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My finest day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every gain to taste the sweet. I face the pain. I rise and fall. Yet through it all, this much remains.
But if you would only It's because they're looking at you. And if you could only see yourself, you'd feel the same way too. You could say, my eyes are beautiful, it's because they're looking at you.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.